This is GQDN for Monday, April 17th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Get your free book, audibletrial.com/groupquest. Oh, free credit. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some people moving from one company to another, what a professional StarCraft player was doing, and what the Xbox new UI is doing. But today, we start out with a story from theloadout.com. And what they are saying is that Riot Games' Valorant Premier has an open beta start date that has been revealed. So, Valorant Premier Global Open Beta will mostly start on April the 25th. And that'll be lasting until May 23rd. You would see the whole full cycle of Valorant Premier that was tested from the final playoff tournament. Now, the Premier stage may be shorter than the usual game, but Riot Games did reveal that they'll have the Valorant Act. For that, you'll have to need to be on a team, whether it's your own team or someone else's, and play through these series of weekly matches. Now, there are no restrictions when it comes to the Valorant ranks, but you can only join one team per account. So, we shall see what happens with that. Now, we get to why the Aliens RPG was canceled. This is brought to us from Blue News, and there was a tweet from Josh Sawyer where the Aliens RPG project was canceled back in 2009, or 2000, I should say. And the tweet does go on to say, quote, "I got to work on Aliens RPG for Sega from 2006 to 2009. Obsidian didn't have directors at that time, just leads who were considered peers. It resulted in a lot of dysfunction when the leads didn't agree on how to do something. Progress on the game was very slow, especially when it came to creating workable game levels. We had another game in development with Sega at the time. Alpha Protocol and Sega, understandably IMO, shelved Aliens in favor of AP. There were a lot of cool ideas in the works, but you don't ship ideas. The biggest lesson I learned from the experiences is that if you don't have playable levels, you don't have much of a game. There are some expectations, of course. I was happy to play Aliens Fireteam Elite because the overall setup was similar. Small team, third person, with emphasis on deployables and support actions. The similarities end there, but it was nice to see the idea could actually be in a fun practice. RIP squad," unquote. But we also get to also why Star Wars Battlefront 3 claimed why it was only 99% done. So here's what Michael Barclay did say on Twitter at Motley Crue, not Q, Grue, G-R-U-E. Quote, "I feel like it's been long enough now to come out and say Star Wars Battlefront 3 was going to be legit incredible, and the fact that it got canceled 2 yards from the finish line and an absolute crime. Gamers don't know what they were robbed of." Vertibird at Looking for Work, as Vertibird 97 did say also. "All right, game dev folks, what's your one that got away? It can be an IP that you wanted to work on, the studio that you wanted to work for, anything of the sort." That's where Michael Barclay did reply. But one of the former employees at GameSpot did say about the game, quote, "This 99% completed stuff is just BS. A generous estimate would be 75% of a mediocre game. So a lot of people did feel robbed. But 99% is 99%. Maybe also 75%. But Destructoid did tell us that Hinoki Star Rail did hit 10 million pre-registrations. So, here's what they said in the tweet, quote, "10 million pre-registrations reach. Pre-register now to unlock rewards such as Star Rail Pass times 20 and the 4-star character several Iterution Lightning. Retweet this post before 4/25/2023 and 20 Trailblazers will stand a chance to win a gift card worth about $100. So yeah, Star Rail, that's another game coming out. and they got 10 million.
It's quite a bit of people.
Should be a pretty popular game then. But what's not that popular is the Xbox's new UI. This comes to us from DualShockers.com, and, well, apparently this personalized UI was just out of favor for people. And the pricing for the Xbox Game Pass family and friends was spotted an error via the dashboards. That was on New Zealand, I believe, $39.95, which does equate roughly to $25. So, interesting is interesting is interesting. Now, if it doesn't look good, then everything has to be redone, which is probably where part of the Activision Blizzard acquisition comes. Speaking of that, one of the professional StarCraft players did set up a new studio. Now, this is going to be in person, because Sean Plott, aka Day 9, is now hiring for his brand new game studio. So even he put it up on Twitter along the job postings on April 15th, did let everybody know that the studio does have deep pockets and they're looking for a technical director and an art director to carry out his new vision. So this is going to be an art studio. In fact, Sean Plott did say at Day 9 TV, "I founded a new game studio. We're funded and we're hiring. If you have an interest in working with me on a multiplayer PC strategy game, we have a job opening for technical director and art director. Feel free to retweet, share, ping your buddies, or apply here." And here I thought it was going to be a game. No, he wants to make games. Oh, cool. Well, somebody just left Halo. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and, well, Joseph Staten joined Netflix. So, when he left Departure, or when he left 343 Industries, which was basically one of Halo's providers, he did fully leave Microsoft after that, which he basically said, "I'm going on a new adventure." But now that he has a new role at Netflix, and he will be the creative director on a brand new AAA multi-platform, did say, quote, "In my work life, there is nothing I love more than collaborating with others to build worlds filled with iconic characters, deep mysteries, and endless adventures." Hey, Netflix is making games, and they need somebody to help them out. So we'll see how that hire goes. Typically, I put something like this at the beginning. But, hey, maybe it's a little bit of reverse. It's Monday. Eurogamer.net also did say that Nintendo did win its case against a French file-sharing service. So, DisStorage did indeed launch an appeal. But the Paris Court of Appeals also sided with Nintendo. So not only did they lose the first case, they lost the appeal. So, what happened there? Well, basically, Nintendo took legal action against DisStorage because DisStorage ignored the copyright notifications which Nintendo had in place. So DisStorage had to pay 935,000 euros in damages. Well, they tried to appeal, and the Paris courts once again sided with Nintendo and ordered them to pay 442,750 euros in compensation plus the legal fees. In fact, Nintendo did right. "Nintendo is pleased with the decision of Paris Court of Appeals, as it again sends a clear message that in refusing to remove or withdraw access of unauthorized copies of video games despite prior notification, shareholding services such as DisStorage are liable under French law and must remove or block access to such content may be liable to pay compensation to those rights holders whose intellectual property rights have been infringed." Well, we don't infringe rights. We are Dawnforge. We are Group Quest as well, but the bigger part is we are Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. That's all of our legalese. Hee-hee. And you will see us tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, ciao for now, y'all.